Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a first-time guest on the line, Angela Brown, who is the co-owner of Annabelle's Pet Station in downtown Lansing. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Thanks, Rick and Lee. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. For our listeners, Angela, who may not be familiar with Annabelle's, can you share with them a little bit about what you guys are all about?
I will. Annabelle's Pet Station, we primarily do dog training, grooming, and group play doggy daycare. We opened in 2009, so we're just past our three-year anniversary, and things are going very well. We're offering training now 7 days a week. We started with three, so things are moving along.
Yeah, and you have a nice facility there down right there. Capital and right next to St. Joe, if I remember.
Yes.
The crossroads.
Yeah, we're on the corner of Capital and Hillsdale, you know, right by St. Joe, right off 496. So it's really convenient for everyone, no matter where you live, because we're right off the freeway.
And what made you want to choose downtown Lansing? It would be both a great move, but also maybe not a typical or conventional decision. What made you decide that you would want to have your facility right downtown Lansing?
Well, it originally started when my partner, Ann Andrews, and I were both busy lawyers and working in downtown Lansing and wanted a more convenient place to do things with our own dogs. And we kind of sat around and thought, why hasn't someone opened up a dog training and daycare facility in downtown Lansing? That would be so convenient for everyone that works downtown. So that's sort of how the concept started. Ann and I wanted something for our own dogs, our own selfish interests. And we thought that that was something missing in the community, and so we decided to give it a try.
And 3 years later, what's your reaction? If you would have given consult to yourself back 3 years ago, would you have jumped off? Would you encourage yourself to jump over the fence? Are you happy you did it?
We're very happy we did it. We started a business during the worst economic downturn.
Yes, I remember that.
Last 100 years, and so it was kind of scary, but we had a lot of family and friends supporting us and telling us to just do it, because we'd already purchased the building before the economic collapse, so we kind of were stuck with it, and then just decided we better try it. We have this building. We have a great location. We need to do something with it.
And the times I've been down there, I've noticed that, I find this always amazing, the sense of enthusiasm among the staff and the amount of volunteership that you have there. That's kind of the energy that you can actually pull off a business, even in the worst of times. You want to comment a little bit about the staff and the volunteer aspect of everybody, that a sense of enthusiasm. I don't know if they're on the payroll or not, but everybody just seems to be looking out for you. Talk a little bit about that.
We really do have an amazing staff, and I don't think we would be where we are without the critical members of our team, not just our staff, but our trainers. We started with Carol Heinkrieger and Dawn Pizzaferrato, who were our first trainers, and Dawn has helped us in daycare. She was a daycare supervisor. And then we brought on Erin Hadley, who is a longtime trainer and professional handler. And with this experience, we were able to pull in some really amazing team members just by word of mouth, people that Erin and Carol and Dawn knew because they were, you know, long time in the dog community in the Lansing area and had that sort of attraction level to bring in such quality people. We get a lot of our staff from the MSU Veterinary Hospital, Teaching Hospital. We have a lot of students, pre-vet students who come in and want to get some experience with dogs. And it really is just an amazing team effort. The enthusiasm of our staff is pretty amazing, and they want so badly for Annabelle's to be successful, and they've got a stake in it. I think we've made them feel that, you know, this is their business too, and they need, you know, to step up, and they really have. It's been amazing.
And a quick question, because anytime you get, you know, three cooks in a kitchen, it can be an issue. When you get three dog trainers or more in a closed room, how do you get everybody to be on the same page and kind of professing the same, you know, dog training philosophy so there's an arcing Annabelle dog out there?
Well, one of the things that we've done is bring in trainers with at least the same essential core philosophy of positive reinforcement dog training, as opposed to corrective dog training.
Okay.
Some of our trainers will show students how to do a correction if they want to, mm-hmm. So they can do it properly, but that's not their primary teaching philosophy. And all of the trainers are on the same page with that basic positive reinforcement philosophy. And that's the same philosophy we use in daycare. That's the same philosophy we use in grooming. You don't want dogs to have negative experiences in daycare or grooming or training. So we try to keep it all positive. And our trainers are all very different, and they do have their own unique styles, but we think that really brings more to the table because not every trainer is suited to every person, and we want to be able to have options so people can say, well, you know, this class really didn't, you know, strike my fancy, but I'd like to try a class with another trainer. And with the caliber we have a trainer for everyone. There's virtually no one we can't get a good fit with.
Angela, what is the evolution of Annabelle's? I mean, you started 3 years ago, 3 days a week training. Now you're up to 7 days. What other things have you done to evolve the business in a way to make it more representative of what your customers want?
One of the things, we initially started with training, and it was 3 days a week. In our first term, we had 18 students. We're now regularly between 60 and 90 students a term. So that has certainly grown tremendously. You know, we started with grooming initially as well, and then we added daycare about 6 months after we opened, and we initially started daycare 3 days a week. We're now open with daycare 5 days a week. We initially started with one play floor for daycare. We now have two play floors, and when our renovations are complete, we'll have three play floors and probably be close to doubling the capacity of the daycare dogs we can currently take. And we've also added, with the training, so many different kinds of training. It isn't just about obedience. It's about, you know, the new fun sports of nose work and try ball. And, you know, all the people want to do fun activities with their dog, and we want to provide a place where they can do that. And that's kind of been the evolution. And what we would like to do is actually even offer more classes as our space expands. We'll have more training space, so we can actually have two classes going on at the same time.
And one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the show is I knew you had renovations going on. For somebody that was maybe at your place last summer and may not even known renovations would happen, what is the transformation? What will they eventually see? And how is it different than what you had before?
The transformation is pretty startling. You know, I'm not there as often as our regular staff, so sometimes I come in and it looks completely different from the last time I was there.
Sure.
Essentially, what we've done is expanded our small dog play floor. It's about twice the size that it used to be, which is on our first level. And then we've added another play floor on our first level, which will be what we call the medium dog room. And we've almost doubled our play space with the renovation and expansion. And in addition, we've doubled our grooming area because we now have a full-time groomer and an assistant groomer. And so we've expanded greatly the capacity to do dog grooming. We now have a wonderful floor-level bathtub that you can fit a dog the size of an elephant in. So no more hauling mastiffs into the tub or making them go upstairs. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very easy to get those kinds of dogs groomed now. And we've also added the additional training, as we've talked about. And, you know, we're now offering Friday night training, which is a new concept. Not
that's
everyone
nice.
Wants to do that on a Friday night, but
right.
there are definitely some people who that's their free night and that's what they want to do. So
sure.
we've got a lot of options. And I think people will be excited when they see our all-new black rubber flooring. The dogs really love that. It's soft and squishy and absorbs sound, and it's wonderful for them to run and play on. So we're very excited about that.
And then one thing that you don't know Annabelle's if you're not well enough and you're not part of that community well enough, if you're not a Facebook friend or a
Twitter person.
Twitter person. Talk a little bit about your presence, because you guys are loud and in charge. And how do people get hooked up to that? Because they can learn a lot just by being part of that social group that you have.
It really, I love the social media. That's definitely my baby, and I love to work on it. You know, I really love Facebook and Twitter. We've connected with so many people through Twitter, especially, that weren't our clients or our friends or people that we knew. And we've gotten so many new clients from Twitter. And it's really about being part of the community, connecting with people, not just sending out posts about, here's our classes, please buy our services. It's about, hey, is someone out there in need? What can we do to help? What questions can we answer, whether it's about your dog or, you know, who's the best dry cleaner in East Lansing or whatever it is that we can help someone with. For instance, yesterday there was a lovely woman that posted about Sophie, a dog who was abandoned in a park a few months ago and has to have some major leg surgery. And she set up a website for donations and was looking for $2,000. Well, that went through the Twitter sphere like wildfire. It was all over Facebook. And within 5 hours, she had raised $2,000.
Oh, my gosh.
It was truly amazing. I mean, I was in tears last night when I looked at that. I just couldn't believe. I mean, her goal was to get that by September 1st, and she got it in 5 hours. So
wow.
That's the power of Twitter, and that's the power of Facebook and really connecting with people on a personal level. You know, our clients love Facebook. They love to see pictures of their dogs playing in daycare or before and after grooming photos or, you know, doing something awesome in a training class. I mean, it's that connection. You know, we love their dogs, and we want them to know that we love their dogs and that we're here for them, whether they've got a potty training issue or a fear aggression issue, or they just want to get their dog out and get them socialized, which is definitely one of our missions, is dog socialization.
Angela, time flies when we're having fun, and we're just about out of it. But for any of our listeners who do want to connect with you, how can they do that?
Well, we have a great website with lots of information. It's www.coolcitydogs.com. Very easy to find. We've got all of our information and services on there. Or they can give us a call at 599-0995.
Fantastic. Or they can look for you on Facebook and Twitter.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And they'll probably connect right with you. So we've been speaking this morning with Angela Brown, who is the co-owner of Annabelle's Pet Station on Capitol, right downtown. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and good luck with all of your renovations and changes. We really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks, Rick.
You bet.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And Rick, after the break, it's just going to be you and I, but there's an important issue we need to talk about. The Humane Society has come up with a really wonderful program, and we're going to share some information about that right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts. You're setting that show.